Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We only have a couple minutes because he's in a time crunch, but Congressman Darren LaHood is with us. He represents the 16th District of Illinois, which is kind of wonky, goes around Rockford, down through Rochelle, Dixon, and near Peoria, where you are from. You were there today. I guess you got as much snow as they did in central Illinois. That didn't prevent anyone from being there for the certification of the vote, did it?
Lisa, thanks for having me on. It did not. Today was a historic day. I'm glad it was no drama in terms of January 6th. And today is really kind of a conclusion to the election that happened on January 5th. And I'm glad that the election was certified today. It showed the Congress coming together, Republicans and Democrats. And I think it took a lot of courage for Vice President Harris to be up there and to certify the election. But this is what our country should be about. And the process went as planned today. And now we move on to inauguration on January 20th.
Is there hope that the Congress that has been recently sworn in will work towards bipartisanship?
Well, from this one member of Congress myself, absolutely. Elections are about what direction this country should go, whether it's at the congressional level, the senatorial level, or at the presidential level. But once elections are over with, we have to govern now. And that's what our country is predicated on, democracy. And the reason why our founding fathers put in place 535 members of Congress is because they wanted to dilute power. But it means that you have to work with both sides of the aisle to get things done. And I think the one good thing about the election on November 5th was it was overwhelming. President Trump won the popular vote, won the seven swing states. And those issues that mattered to people were the economy, were the border, were election integrity. And I think if we focus on those core things, we can find bipartisanship and move the country forward.
One of the other things he said is that there's a consideration for a pardon for the people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, 4 years ago. Would you support that?
Well, obviously, the president has the pardon prerogative to do what he wants on that. I would not support pardoning anybody that was involved with violent activity. And as you may know, Lisa, 1,500 people were prosecuted from January 6th. Anybody that committed violent offenses, I don't believe should be pardoned.
And what is your biggest hope this year? What would you like to see accomplished right off the bat?
Well, if you think about it, what didn't change in the last presidential election was the American people, almost by 70%, thought the country was headed in the right direction, particularly on the economy. We need to focus on the economy. So the first thing out of the gate is going to be, how do we get the economy back on track? How do we continue to bring down inflation? I think you do that by giving economic relief to the American people. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that President Trump put in place in 2017 will expire at the end of 2025. So if we do nothing, Lisa, we're going to have $4.5 trillion of tax increases. We can't allow that to happen. And so how do we help people at the lower rung of our economy and the middle class? How do we give them more money in their pockets? How do we reduce the burden on them? I think that happens through energy independence, which we have the ability to do in this country. Energy goes into everything. It goes into your minivan, your F-150 truck, but it also goes to heat your home, to buy groceries. It goes into all of these things. So I think focusing on energy independence, bringing down the cost of living, making sure taxes go down for individuals, again, at the lower and middle class is important. So I think the economy is first and foremost. Secondly, has to be the border. That was, again, a huge issue. We've got to get control of the border and enforce the rule of law.
Congressman LaHood, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've got a tight time schedule, but I hope we can have conversations in the future.
I look forward to it, Lisa. Happy New Year. Thank you.